Hey. Are you awake? Hi, good morning. I opened up a window because it was getting a bit stuffy in here. Did the cars wake you up? I can close it if you want. No? Okay. Oh, I'm not sleepy anymore. I woke up early and now I just can't go back to bed. But, I was reading. Reading what? Oh, it's something I picked off of your shelf. Walt Whitman. Poetry and prose. I just thought the cover looked neat, but now that I'm actually reading through it, it's a lot more than just looking cool. There's so many poems in here. I never knew how many he wrote. I'm not the kind of person to read many poems. Not besides the ones that you wrote, at least. I still don't quite understand how poems work. There were a couple in here that were interesting. I've always wondered, what's it like to be a writer like you? To just put pen to paper, put words in your minds into actual stories? That's such a concept to me. I'm just not very creative, honestly. But I really like these. I can see where some of the inspiration comes from in your own work. It's not very descriptive, but it is very thought-provoking. I think that's what I really like about it so far. But don't worry about me. If you're still sleepy, you can just go back to bed. I'll be okay. I want to read a couple more. They're just unlike anything I've read before. And I kind of want to know more. I can see why it really entices you. Yeah. Which one do you want? Okay. Let me go find it. I didn't know that Walt Whitman had also written longer works. I always thought poems were supposed to be short, but there's lots of long ones, pages long. I always thought there was supposed to be like a rule system, but I guess that's not right. Here we go. To a stranger. Passing stranger, you do not know how longingly I look upon you. You must be he I was seeking, or she I was seeking. It comes to me as of a dream. I have somewhere, surely, lived a life of joy with you. All is recalled as we flit by each other, fluid, affectionate, chaste, matured. You grew up with me, were a boy with me, or a girl with me. I ate with you, and slept with you. Your body has become not yours only, nor left my body mine only. You give me the pleasure of your eyes, face, flesh, as we pass. You take of my beard, breast, hands. In return, I am not to speak to you, and I am to think of you when I sit alone or wake at night alone. I am to wait. I do not doubt I am to meet you again. I am to see to it that I do not lose you. That was good. Yeah. I don't read poems very often, out loud at least. But I kind of want to do that again. It made me read it slower. I understood some lines a bit better now that I hear it. There was another one that I liked. Here. I like this one. This moment, yearning and thoughtful. This moment, yearning and thoughtful, sitting alone. It seems to me there are other men in other lands, yearning and thoughtful. It seems to me I can look over and behold them in Germany, Italy, France, Spain, or far, far away in China, or in Russia, or Japan, talking other dialects. And it seems to me, if I could know those men, I should become attached to them as I do to men in my own land. Oh, I know we should be brethren and lovers. I know I should be happy with them. I really liked that one, and yeah, it does feel better to read them out loud. I might have to borrow this book for a couple days, a couple weeks, maybe. I just want to know what the rest of them are like. There's so many of them. I had no idea. But, yeah. I guess I should read some of your poems out loud, too. I'll understand them a bit better if I can understand these, too. Maybe not now. You're still sleepy. But in the future, I want to read them out to you. Can I do that? Okay. You should go back to sleep. I'll make some breakfast for you, then we can eat together. I'll see you soon, okay? Get some rest.